This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am.
Speaking about the hadith, about loving for the sake of Allah, I just want to share with you one thing before I jump into my topic, inshallah. One time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, mashallah, okay, good. So, one time he was sitting next to a companion, and the companion told the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, I love this brother. He just was passing by, I love this brother. Like the one who's passing by, I love this man. So then the Prophet ﷺ told the companion, did you tell him that you love him? He says, no, I did not. He says, go and tell him that you love him. So the man went and he told this gentleman, he said, I love you for the sake of Allah. إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ. And in return he says, may Allah love you back. So that's one thing to keep in mind, is that when you have such emotions to someone, just be sure to express that. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, I'll use Shaykh Hussain, don't play jokes with it and use it with the opposite gender, like I love you, then you pause for the sake of Allah, you know. So just be very watchful. May Allah protect you all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be under His shade yawm al-qiyamah due to the love that we have to one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. So with that being said, inshallah, you guys ready? Bidnillah. So I have about 40 minutes, taqriban, 35. Okay, so just give me a time, taqriban. Roughly, how much time do I have? Okay, so you want 6:45? Because I'm pretty on time. 46:45 is good? Okay, bismillah. So I have a question for you, and would like you all to participate. Ready, inshallah? It's a bit simple. What is the goal of our creation? Why did Allah create us? Go for it. Bismillah. Worship. Anybody can take this answer to the next level and give me proof of what you just said? Ahsan. So the brother, may Allah bless me, says, Allah says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, I did not create the human beings or the jinn except for the worship of Allah. So once again, what's the goal of Allah creating us to? What's the goal of worship of Allah? Okay, Jannah, that's the end result. Okay. The goal of Ibadah. Okay, whatever you have to give me proof. Yeah, blue welcome, so that this life is to test you who's righteous and who's unrighteous. Okay. Ikum ahsanu amala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that the goal of creating us is to worship Him. And the goal of worshiping Him is to have taqwa. So the goal of all goals, the ultimate goal of all sessions you have in this conference, and every talk you will hear for the rest of your life, is to attain taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every act of good deed that you do, what's the ultimate goal? Is to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother, give us proof. The first call in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, Ya ayyuha al-nas, O people, all nas, not Ya ayyuha al-ladina amanu, everyone. U'budu rabbakum, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created you and created those before you. Why? La'allakum tattaqun, so perhaps you may attain taqwa. Fasting is a great worship, right? It's coming up. May Allah grant you all an accepted fast. Say ameen. So Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, fulfill the act of worship, which is fasting. La'allakum tattaqoon. So the goal of all goals is taqwa. And why did I begin with this introduction? So I can have your undivided attention, inshallah, for the rest of the talk. So what we need to talk about now, inshallah, is that what is taqwa? Keep hearing taqwa, taqwa, taqillah. What is taqwa? Taqwa, there are several definitions. One of the main ones and the most famous ones, taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, which means what? Protection. So if you want to forget anything, forget everything, but don't forget the definition. Sounds good? Taqwa is what? Comes from the word wiqaya, which is what? Protection. So when someone says have taqwa means have protection. Okay. Taqwa of Allah means have a barrier, have like a fence, have a protection between you and Allah's punishment. Is that clear? Have a protection, have a barrier, have like a fence between you and Allah's punishment. And the more taqwa you have, the more protected you are from Allah's punishment. Is that clear? So there's something to truly appreciate. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, a man went and asked him, Ya Abu Huraira, what is the taqwa? What is taqwa? He said, did you ever walk on a path full of thorns? Did you ever walk, for example, fine. Do you guys hear me? Okay, خلاص, I'll go back to it. I'll go. Oh, the cameras. Oh, you're in camera. خلاص, this is like daily reminder again, experience, right? No, خلاص, I'm good. جزاك. Actually, you know what? Sure. Thank you. I appreciate it. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he asked the man, did you ever walk on a path that is full of thorns? He said, yes. He said, what did you do? He said, ittaqaytu. I sought to protect myself from it. He said, this is taqwa. You dodge away, you go away from the actions that lead you to Allah's punishment. So you stay away from it. That is taqwa. Taqwa is that you start doing the good deeds which Allah told you to do. Why? To be protected from Jahannam. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. Say ameen. So, okay, so I'll just stick to this? Or which one? I'll stick to this, inshallah. Right, thank you. We have to say big jazakallahu khairan for the team from Philippines. May Allah bless them. Say ameen. So, jazakumullahu khairan for traveling all the way here. And I pray to Allah that He rewards you for every mile that you travel. That's a lot of miles, mashallah, tabarakallah. So, with that being said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he speaks about taqwa, where is taqwa located? In the heart. Ahsant. May Allah increase your taqwa. Say ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-taqwa ha-huna. At-taqwa ha-huna. Taqwa is right here. And you know what's amazing? Our greatness is dependent upon taqwa. Right? The best ones amongst us is the one atqakum, correct? That has the most taqwa. And what's really, really, really great is that no one can know the taqwa of the other person. Why? Because it's in the... So what's amazing is that the one who judges who's the winner is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. Allah says about Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah. Then he says, only those who go to Allah with a pure heart, they are saved. So the race to Allah is a race of hearts. It's not a race of cars. It's not a race of how much money you have. It's not a race of how much you can bench press and lift. No, no, no. It's a race of hearts. It's not a race of how many followers you have on social media or views or. It's a race of hearts. May Allah purify our hearts. You know, one of the most beautiful definitions, I'll end on this one with the definition aspect. It says that taqwa, there's two parts to it. To fulfill the commands of Allah based on the guidance of Allah, hoping for the reward of Allah. One more time. Taqwa is to fulfill the command of Allah, to do the wajibat, the fara'id, based on the guidance of Allah, sunnah, Rasulullah sallam, and hoping for the reward of Allah. And the second part to it is to abstain from disobeying Allah based on the guidance of Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah. Is that clear? I find this definition very encompassing. One last time. To fulfill the commands of Allah based on the guidance of Allah, hoping for the reward from Allah. So iman and wahtisaba. So when you fast Ramadan to get the reward of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you, whoever fasts Ramadan with iman, with belief, wahtisaba, hoping for the reward, what happens to them? Allah forgives all their sins. And the second part to it is for you to be away from the haram based on the guidance of Allah. Why? Because you fear the punishment of Allah. May Allah grant us taqwa. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. So we said taqwa is in the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says beautifully in the Quran how Allah has descended upon us libasa, right? Clothing. Why? Yuwari, to cover your awrah. Right? Then Allah says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Allah says, and there's clothing for taqwa, and that is the best of clothing. So in essence, we have two awras. The awra of the body, which is covered by the clothing, and the awra of the heart, which is to be covered with taqwa. So Allah says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. That is why it's the one who has no taqwa in the heart, in essence, they're naked. May Allah protect us. They're exposed to everything. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the outside and the inside. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amin rawatina. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect also our awrat. So not just the protection of the awra, but also protection to have us and to be in safety. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor every one of you. Amin rabbil alameen. But the question here comes, okay, brother, give us some traits, some signs of the muttaqeen. So how about you guys help me out? Give me some of the famous qualities of the muttaqeen that Allah highlighted. Bismillah, go for it. Highlights of a muttaqeen. So you need to know, like, oh, do I have this? No, I don't. I have to work on it, inshallah, to be amongst the muttaqeen. So what's some of the highlights of the muttaqeen? Go for it. Taqwa is one of the most common words in the whole Quran. Yes? So, bismillah, go for it. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahsant. Huh? Al-adil, justice. Ahsant. Okay, great. That they're just. Who else? Say, the love of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay, great. We'll be best of the best of the best if you can reference an evidence. So let's just go through one segment. Allah says in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا rush, run. If Allah tells you to run, you better run. Yes or no? Run. Like, why? What happened? No, no. Allah says run, you just run. But Allah tells you where to run. Run ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannatin arduha as-samawati wal ard. Run to gain the forgiveness of Allah and to Jannah as wide as the heavens and earth. Allahu Akbar. U'iddat, it has been prepared. Prepared for who? U'iddat lil muttaqin. Allahu Akbar. So who are the Allah? Pay attention. The number one quality. Alladhina yunfiqun. Those who give for the sake of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah just got goosebumps, subhanAllah. Those who give for the sake of Allah. How is your giving? في السراء والضراء. During times of ease, when you get a promotion, and the days you're laid off. والضراء. How are you doing? And some have said that in fact, the giving is not necessarily only about the money, but it can also be with time. Because Allah says, did not say, انفقون أموالهم. It's just انفقون, you just give. You're stressed out. I can't help you. Leave me alone. No, because you're stressed out, you give so Allah can protect you. Subhanallah. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. That's one. Number two. What else? Help me out. Continue the ayah. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And those who suppress their anger. Right? They say you suppress your anger so good that no one can tell you're angry. Allah, may Allah make us reach that level. You know, I was talking to the brothers that there's a lot of, in the society, having a maid is common, correct? Like a servant, correct? In Hong Kong. So I'm thinking one of the best examples about Kadhimin al-Ghayth, to customize it based on my community here right now, I may not use that in the US. Because if you have a maid in the US, you're like a billionaire, okay? Or maybe like the once in a weekend type of thing. Anyhow, when a maid comes to you, he or she, let's say they drive the car, and they scratch it by accident. كاظمين الغيظ. Be a muttaqi. Allahu Akbar. She comes and she serves you the tea, and the tea drops on your nice furniture you brought from Italy. والكاظمين الغيظ. Suppress the anger. Allahu Akbar. You suppress that anger as much as you can. That's a muttaqin. How are you doing? Check mark the first one or need some work? Second one, did you check it? Or may Allah make it easy for all of us to fulfill these two. Say ameen. What after that? So, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ. They give during the times of ease and hardship. Done. Number two, those who suppress their anger. Any advice from you to the crowd of how to suppress your anger? Any advice? Sit down, right? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Can we illustrate with someone? Can anyone volunteer with me? Any volunteer? You want to volunteer? Are you sure?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, what's wrong with the brothers? But we're going to go full, inshallah. Are you sure? Khalas, right. You volunteered. May Allah honor you.
Bismillah.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so let's say we're standing and we go into an argument. So what is the matter with you?
Okay, so you want me to
he's so nice, wallah. You always want to fight with the one. So if he's so angry and upset, what did the Prophet teach us to do? Sit down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Ahsant. May Allah protect you. But let's say we get really angry. Ya akhi, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Didn't just kind of tone down a little bit more than we were standing? Would you mind step three?
Yeah.
Okay, then the Prophet says, lie down, right? Don't take pictures, please. Right? And this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah khair. Allah barik fikra. Ahsant. Actually, this activity was of Sheikh Umar Sulaiman, may Allah bless him, and Brother Wa'al, may Allah honor you, Jazakallahu khairan. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam. Really try it. Don't say, wallah. Okay, invest in a $5,000 class of anger management. No problem. But follow the sunnah first. Genuinely. Really. Go, wallah al-azim. I saw someone with my own eyes. Wallah, with my own eyes. He was having a big, big problem. You know, I see the brother, and he was so upset. And I feel him. He was so angry. But only Allah knows what's in his heart. He went to the wall. I was in his house. He was so upset. He's like doing this. And he's like, he's so angry. And wallahi al-azim, I saw with my own. He sat down and he calmed down. Sadaqa Rasulullah. He said the truth, the Prophet. And I read an article which I share. It says that the ones who are angry, it shows, statistically speaking and scientifically proven, that when someone is angry while standing, they are more prone to being physical. On the telegraph. Wallah, it's beautiful. And then when you are sitting down, you can take insults more calmly than when you're standing up. Subhanallah. Rasulullah, one more last thing about wal-kadhimin al-ghayza and suppressing your anger. One time Rasulullah was sitting next to a companion and he saw someone who's so angry, so upset, that the jugular vein was about to pop. You know how angry you have to be, like scary angry. The extreme anger. Wallahi, what's amazing is the Prophet ﷺ told the companion next to him, he says, you see how angry this man is? He said, yes. He said, wallahi, I know a word, one word, like a statement. If this man were to say it, لَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ مَا يَجِدْ, that anger will be gone. Someone with that level of anger says one statement, that anger is gone. He said, na'am. Rasulullah said that, khalas. What's that statement? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. I seek refuge from the shaytan. And Brother Wa'al, subhanAllah, may Allah reward you, could to continue this hadith. The companion, actually, many people do not know that, he actually went to the one who's angry. He says, I want to tell you something, brother. The guy's like angry. Say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. Like you say, اتق الله. He's like, what is wrong with you? Do you think I am a jinn or possessed? To say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان, what's wrong with me? To say that. Then he left him alone. SubhanAllah. So when someone comes and reminds you of that, be patient and remember to say that statement. And obviously the scholars, they teach us, be wise with who you speak with. Because some people, when they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say subhanAllah, they actually curse. So you have to be very wise who you approach. May Allah protect us and grant us wisdom. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. So these were the two things. The ones who give during times of ease and hardship, these are muttaqeen. And the ones who suppress their anger. What's number three? وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive and pardon others. Allahu Akbar. How is your forgiveness? I know it's difficult, أخي, but you do it. You have this level of taqwa that Allah has promised you. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So when you forgive, it's not really for the one who you're forgiving as much as you're doing it for your own self. Yes, be selfish if you have to be. But for you to be selfless, you have to be selfish sometimes. Yes or no? For you to help others, you have to help yourself. Don't be the candle that gives light to the people while it burns itself, right? That's what we learn from the quotes here and there. So all these things to appreciate. So forgive, so Allah can forgive you, yes or no? Then Allah says that to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. In a long story, make it short, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, someone wronged him. So Allah tells Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, would you not want Allah to forgive you? No, I didn't translate it right. Allah said, would you not love for Allah to forgive you? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do we not love for Allah to forgive us? So then forgive other people. When Abu Bakr heard the ayah coming down, he says, بَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ. Yes, I love for Allah to forgive me. So he forgave that man who wronged him. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet says, اغْفِرُوا يَغْفِرِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Forgive, Allah will forgive you. Very soon, inshallah, in Ramadan, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. And you're crying. And that, inshallah, hopefully this is the night of Qadr. Ya Rab, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. And you're devastated. You know who's the smartest of people on that day you want Allah to forgive you? Why you forgive someone else. Allahu Akbar. This is one of the strongest ways to guarantee Allah will forgive you. Is when you forgive. Isn't it true that the Prophet teaches me and teaches you when you help others, Allah helps you? Didn't the Prophet teach me and teach you that when you give, Allah gives you? Didn't the Prophet teach me and teach you when you show mercy to the people, Allah will show mercy to you? Arhamu man fil ardi, arhamukum man fis sama. Similarly, forgive and Allah will forgive you. So these are the traits of the muttaqeen. And what's the last part to share with you? Then there's a section, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And those when you do like some serious sin, like big haram. Oh, so muttaqeen are not perfect. Right when Sheikh Hussein says, are we sinners? So even the muttaqeen, the elite of the elite of the elite of the elite, the goal of all the goals, they're still not perfect. إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. When they commit a sin or they do a wrong, because we all do commit sins, but we don't all apologize. Yes? We don't all go back to Allah and regret and remorse. But the muttaqeen, they do that. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They mention, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I use my eyes that Allah has given me to watch that? How in the world that after all that work and all that money that I have, I'm one of the wealthiest people in the city, yet I use my money in that fashion? Astaghfirullah, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. And they sought Allah's forgiveness. And who forgives other than Allah? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And look at this beautiful ayah. Allah continues, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they never insist on the sin. The muttaqi does not insist, is not stubborn. I'm like, I will do it for the next 10 years. Maybe Allah will change me after I go to Hajj, inshallah. No, you change now. You change right now. Don't say tomorrow at the end of the convention. No, right now. May Allah accept our repentance. Wallahi, right now, by Allah, Allah's my witness. And you have a whole talk about repentance. If right now you're sitting, you think of a sin that you committed, and you feel bad about it, you seek Allah's forgiveness right now, sitting in the conference, inshallah, Allah will forgive you. Yes or no? You don't have to go to no church, open that window, oh Father, let me vent to you. No. You go vent to Allah who forgives you. Is that clear? So you go to Allah with regret and remorse and Allah will forgive you. And look at someone when, subhanAllah, when you have all the qualities and much more, you'll be amongst the muttaqeen. Allah says at the end of all these qualities, they are the ones whom Allah will bless them with jannat. Not jannat, jannat, garden upon garden. Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, rivers flowing under it. You have to appreciate all that reward for the muttaqeen. May Allah make us amongst the muttaqeen, Amir Rabbil Alameen. And to give an example and to sum it up for someone who did all of this, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. In Sahih al-Bukhari, when Umar radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa, there was a gentleman, his friend, his name was Al-Hur. So you have to remember the names. I won't tell you the full name, just the first name. Ready? So there's Al-Hur and there's Uyayna. Al-Hur is Umar radiallahu anhu's friend. Uyayna is the uncle of Al-Hur. So you got the names? Al-Hur, Uyayna, and Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Uyayna, the uncle of Al-Hur, he went to Al-Hur to visit him. He says, oh Hur, I remember and I know that you are close friends with the Khalifa, Umar al-Khattab. And I would love to talk to him, you know, sit with him, chat with him, and so on. So can you please be able to work it out? He's like, yes, I got my connections. I'll help you, inshallah. So he goes to the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Khalifa. He says, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, oh, the leader of the believers, this is my uncle, Uyayna. So Uyayna comes and he catches everybody off guard. He looks at Umar. He says, ya ibn al-Khattab, oh, beware, oh, son of the Khattab. Where is Amir al-Mu'mineen? Where is brother? Nothing. Ya ibn al-Khattab, you are so not fair. You are very unjust. You don't spread the wealth equally. The hadith Bukhari, it says that Umar Khattab, he stood up, فَكَادَ أَنْ يَهِمَّ بِهِ. He was about to physically do something to him. I am, subhanAllah, who, if Umar al-Khattab is unjust, who is just? If the one who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are promised Jannah while his heart was still beating. He's still alive and the Prophet says, you people of Jannah. If Umar al-Khattab is not just the one radiallahu anhu who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already said that he's a shaheed before he was a shaheed, yes or no? When they were on the mountain of Uhud. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he said several statements which Allah revealed the Quran to coincide with what he said. When the hijab, the ayah of hijab came, Umar Khattab proposed it before the ayah came down. Umar Khattab, this is something else. So you say that to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fakad, and he got so upset and he came to kind of maybe physically harm him, Allah knows best. So as he was walking, who spoke up? Remember, Uyayna is speaking badly about the Khalifa. Who's watching this? Al-Hur. So Al-Hur looks to the Khalifa. He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O leader of the believers, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Allah has commanded the Prophet with the following verse, خُذِ الْعَفْرِ Forgive, pardon, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ And do that which is good, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ And ignore the ignorant people. And this man is ignorant. Ibn Abbas says, فَوَاللَّهِ By the time the ayah was done, Umar al-Khattab did not take a single step forward. Froze. This is a muttaqi. Allah said that, khalas, stop. Done. You see the akhlaq? They said, وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ Umar al-Khattab was like, on every ayah was like a stop sign. Okay, this is what I want to do? Okay, I'll go right. Go left? Okay, I'll go left. Sit down? That was how Umar al-Khattab was. May Allah make us reach that level. Say ameen. So this is an example of someone who's muttaqi, forgave, ignored the ignorant Amin Rabbil Alameen. I have a quick question. When do we stop forgiving people? Good question. When do we stop forgiving people? Because I have a talk about forgiving others, and someone came at the end of my talk and says, you speak about forgiving people. Okay, well then all people? Even my father-in-law? Even my mother-in-law? So who do we forgive? Until when? Until when do you forgive? You know, one of the beautiful, most beautiful answers I got from Sheikh Salih al-Maghamsi, he says, forgive as long as your forgiveness to the person does not increase them in harm. Make sense? So let's say you forgive someone. So you know what, for example, someone harmed you. Like, you know what? I can take my right from you, but I'll forgive you. They do it again. I forgive you. I don't do it. But they insist on doing it. And their harm increases. These people are not worthy of forgiveness. And that's one of the most beautiful responses. So don't forgive someone whom your forgiveness will cause them to do more harm. Make sense? Like, you know, this guy like a serial killer. He just kills everybody. He's going, subhanAllah, keep forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. Just something to be watchful of. And may Allah grant us wisdom. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us also in the Quran, what's the first set of verses? Alif lam mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ This book is perfect, no doubt in it. In it is guidance to who? للمتقين. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in the unseen, which the Shaykh just mentioned, the six articles of faith. You guys remember them. What are they? Bismillah, I'm a student, Sheikh. I got all your notes down, alhamdulillah. Half of my lectures from Sheikh Hussain, mashallah. How, what were the six articles of faith that he mentioned, the Sheikh? Believe in Allah, angels, prophets, books, day of judgment, and qadr. Qadr is what? Translate. Because he translates all five. Translate this one. The decree or predestination, predestined, right? Qadr, which is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khayrihi. With decree what you see as good or evil, Allah knows best. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he teaches that from the Quran and Surah Al-Baqarah, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ So check mark, how are you doing with this? Or Allah, I have doubts. Go ask. You have doubts, you have questions, go ask. Don't go YouTube it, please. Don't go on YouTube. Because I got one time, a brother who was in doubt, he went on YouTube, when you have local scholars, alhamdulillah, and he just randomly YouTube something about doubts in Islam, and guess what happened? Things that made them even more doubtful. Because they do the YouTube title in a way, very tricky. to tell you, oh, the Prophet married someone who is this age, yes? And why did the abrogation in the Quran happen? Why did Allah take this ayah out and keep this ayah? And why there's different dialect for the Quran? Maliki yawmiddin and maliki yawmiddin. So this Quran is not preserved. Like, oh my God, this is getting worse. Tell brother, what's... So how can I be protected from this? How can I know, how can I differentiate between the truthful and the liar? How can I differentiate between guidance and misguidance? How can I differentiate between the bid'ah and the sunnah? How? The answer is taqwa. Come on, how is that possible? Yes, taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, if you have taqwa of Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ, someone said it, say it out loud. Furqana. If you have taqwa in Allah, Allah will give you furqana. What's furqan? The one who differentiates between the truth and the falsehood. Allahu Akbar. So the more taqwa that you have, and taqwa is what, once again, let me go all the way back. Doing good deeds based on Allah's guidance, hoping for Allah's reward. And being away from what Allah has made haram, based on Allah's guidance, fearing Allah's punishment. صح? So more good deeds and away from the bad deeds is what increases your taqwa. So the more you try to work towards Allah, the more Allah guides you. Which sheikh should I listen to? I'm so confused. Have taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will guide you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah said, have taqwa in Allah and Allah will educate you. Allahu Akbar. Didn't Allah say that in the Quran? The longest ayah in the Quran. The longest ayah. 282, chapter number 2. About the deen, right? About subhanAllah, wattaqu Allah wa yu'allimukum Allah. All these things. What are some other fruits of taqwa? Give me some fruits of taqwa. The benefits of taqwa. Give me a few, inshallah. We have 8 minutes left. Huh? Other fruits of taqwa. Say it again. Haya. Okay, beautiful. Haya is part of taqwa. That is correct. Haya is part of taqwa. Excellent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in a very beautiful verse of the fruits of taqwa. Is that never will you be stuck in a situation except that Allah will show you an exit. Yes or no? If you look in the back, there's an exit. Right? There's exit here, exit here. Any exit here? No exit here. But you see the exit signs? Fire goes off. The lights go off. Oh, go, exit is right here. Never will you be stuck in a situation except that if you have taqwa, Allah will have a way out for you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah will open the doors for you. Unbelievable. Have taqwa of Allah, Allah will take care of you. Not just that, brother, you're telling us spirituality. I want some cash. Excuse me? I want cash. I want to renovate my house. I want to buy the new Tesla. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want some taqwa of Allah. Taqwa, yes, taqwa. Continue. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا. Allah will give you from ways you've never imagined. You never in your life thought this transaction will grant you money. Never in your life. You never realize, rizq, by the way, rizq is only, it's not only specific to money. It can be also to character, akhlaq. It can be iman. That's also rizq. A righteous spouse, that's rizq, yes or no? Righteous children, that's rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will provide for you from ways you've never imagined. When you go ahead and you donate a dollar for the sake of Allah, the return is not only specific to money, $10 back. Your return of the donation you've given can be you protected from a car accident. Your donation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rizq that Allah will give you back, is the fact that your laptop lasts more than what usually it lasts for. 3 years, yours goes for 5 years. The barakah of that donation. So don't limit it only that I'll get money back. May Allah protect us. So all these things to appreciate. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ وَلَا يَحْتَسِبْ. What's the other, some of the fruits of taqwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest rewards of taqwa is the fact that Allah will love you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And if Allah loves a person, and once you go to Yawm al-Qiyamah and you know for a fact that Allah loves you, then what would you grieve about? Yes or no? What is it that will make you sad? There's nothing that will make you sad on Yawm al-Qiyamah when you see how much Allah loves you. What else is the fruit of taqwa? Is that Allah will be with you. So Allah will love you and Allah will be with you. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Know that Allah is with the muttaqeen. And if Allah loves you, there's no reason to be sad over anything, yes? And if Allah is with you, no reason for you to be scared of anything. Don't be sad because Allah loves you. Don't be scared because Allah is with you. This is the beauty of taqwa, the goal of all goals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of the most beautiful aspects of the Quran about the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that, like, I want to memorize the Quran, I want to learn the deen, I want to do this, and I want to do that. You're struggling. Sometimes one of the root causes of people not being able to learn the deen or memorize the Quran, etc., etc., is the fact that they are chained by what? By their sins. May Allah forgive us. May Allah purify us from our sins. Subhanallah, like Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, إني لأحسب أن رجلا ينسى العمل بالذنب يعمله. Ibn Mas'ud says, perhaps some people, he stops doing a specific good deed which they used to do, perhaps due to a sin that they've committed. You might change from one good deed to another better one, but completely leave that, perhaps it's a sin that someone has committed. Ali ibn Abi Talib, one person came to him and says, Ya Ali, I used to pray Qiyamul Layl, I used to do this and that, but I can no longer do that. He said, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ قَدْ قَيَّدَتْكَ ذُنُوبُكَ. You're a person who has been chained by their own sins. May Allah protect us and forgive us. Now also note, one of the confusions is that if you stop praying Qiyamul Layl because you have to go check on your baby at night, does not mean that Allah hates you. Perhaps you're doing something even more rewarding. Is that clear? So be able to differentiate and understand what is it when you lack. An example of lacking, when everything in your life stays the same, but you stop going to Fajr in the masjid when you used to go to Fajr back in the day. That's a question mark. You have to address it. May Allah protect us and forgive us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Once again, have taqwa of Allah and Allah will educate you. Allah will teach you. I know this is a story. I'm telling you this second person. There was a sister, subhanAllah, who attended a lecture in regards to the hijab and modesty and so on. And this sister was not really the most practicing. Her friend was reached out by that sister and says, can you please come with me to buy this dress for a party for the sisters? The sister told her, okay, I'll go to buy that dress with you, but can you come with me to the lecture just for an hour or so? Then we'll go ahead and join that, bi'idhnillah, the mall and buy that dress. She agreed to that. She hardly ever goes to the masjid, but she's like, you know what, I want companionship. As Sheikh Hussein said, you know, when you go to a five-star hotel and you eat by yourself, is it as much fun than when you have a lot of people around you, your friends? Wallahi, that's true. Wallahi, it's true. Food tastes better when it's shared with people. So the point being, she said, okay, I'll go with you. So she goes, and it was about haya, about hijab, about tawbah to Allah. And the sister was not really wearing the most modest of clothing. And then she said, you know what? Subhanallah, this talk changed my life. And I want from today, from tonight, from now, to change my dress code and fulfill it based on what Allah has commanded us to do. Oh my God, I'm so happy for you, really? So the sister who invited her got really happy. She said, okay, you know what? Let's go right now. I will buy your first hijab. I will buy your first jilbab. It's on me. She said, no. What do you mean? I'm not leaving the building without it. I'm not going to go shop for it. So what do? You know how sometimes in the sister area, Musalla, they have the... So she wore that salah garment. And Allah is my witness, is on YouTube, that story. Then the sister, she wore that prayer clothing, subhanAllah, the best of hijab, that's hands down, yes or no, the best of hijab. As she was walking outside, she came and she was hit by a car and she passed away. And this is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows what's in her heart. وَلَا نُزَكِّي عَلَّهِ أَحَدٍ. We don't praise on Allah's behalf. But it's an example of someone perhaps that has taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to take that protection from Allah's punishment. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us die upon the taqwa and to make us amongst the muttaqeen who were promised Allah's forgiveness, who were promised Allah's love, who were promised Allah's assistance, who was promised Jannah. Amin Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. It is 6:40. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, oh I am.